Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Thomas Malory. Now, his full name is Sir Thomas Malory. Okay? Now, in literature, not much is known about this personality of Thomas Malory, barring few things that he may have been a knight as well as a writer. And it is also said that Sir Thomas Malory flourished between 1393 to 1470. Okay? So, ye time duration hai in which it is said that he lived. But it is not something that can be said with certainty. But what we know for sure is that he has written the famous work Li Morte di Arthur. L-E-Li-M-O-R-T-E Morte di Arthur. And also from an exam point of view, you should know that Li Morte di Arthur was written by Sir Thomas Malory. Now, what is the English translation of this title? Because apparently it is written in French. English title kya hai iska? Ya translation kya hai iska? The Death of Arthur. Li Morte di Arthur translates into the death of Arthur. And he's just talking about the legendary King Arthur. Now, if you have read history of English literature, you may be already aware that King Arthur is a very legendary figure that you will find mentioned in works by many writers. Not just by this work by Thomas Malory, but also by other writers. So what is it that you should remember about this work? You should remember that this is the first prose account, the first prose account in English of the rise and fall of the legendary King Arthur and the fellowship of the round table. Prose mein pehli baar ye likha gaya tha English mein. Of course there are other accounts of King Arthur in French, but prose mein ye pehli baar likha tha Sir Thomas Malory ne. So exam ke point of view se aapko janna chahiye that who King Arthur was. I just told you that he has been a legendary king of Great Britain. After that I also talked about round table, the fellowship of the round table. Ye kya cheez hai? See, basically King Arthur was a ancient or a legendary king. और उनके कुछ साथी थे, they were also knights or let's say warriors, but King Arthur never treated them as subordinates or workers. He always respected all his knights and treated them equally. मतलब he never claimed that he himself is superior and the others are subordinate. ये उन्होंने कभी नहीं किया था. और इनका famous एक table था, जो कि round shape का था, So आपने बहुत बार देखा होगा that whenever there is a conference or a meeting anywhere, let's say in modern times, we see that the shape of the table at which many dignitaries or people sit, that is square or rectangular in nature. एक साइड में जो लीडर होगा या नेता होगा या DM होगा वो बैठेगा और बाकी जो लोग होंगे वो साइड में बैठेंगे. But what differentiates King Arthur is that his table was round, so there was no element of hierarchy. Unhone round table isliye chuna tha that just to give the impression, just to create the impression and give the message that he doesn't believe in hierarchies. And so that everybody feels that they are equal. So ye round table jo hai, usi ke baare mein hai ye. So this work, Li Morte di Arthur, is just about the rise and fall of the legendary King Arthur and the fellowship of the round table. Now another fact you should remember is that it is said that Thomas Malory completed this work by 1470, and later on after a few years it was also printed by William Caxton. It was printed by William Caxton in the year 1485. Now who was William Caxton? He is the one who established the printing press in England, in Great Britain. Because if you remember, before the establishment of the printing press, printing ki suvidha bhi nahi thi duniya mein. But in England, it was William Caxton who established the printing press. And in the year 1485, he also published this work by Sir Thomas Malory. Okay?